Chachmas Chametz, right? So we mentioned the Shitas Rambam. Shitas Rambam is that Taruvas Chametz is different than Taruvas of Shiori Surim. By Shiori Surim, so the halacha is that you have an Isser, and if it's burst, mixed into a Taruvas of Kazayas with Echilus Kras, so you're over the same Isser, as long as you ate the Kazayas of the Isser with Echilus Kras. That's by Shiori Surim, but by Chametz is different. By Chometz, you needed a separate pasuk to tell you that Kezayis Vachdei Achilas Pras is awesome. Why? Because according to the Rambam, Chometz is a different type of Isser. Chometz is only Isser when it's Be'en, when it's in its original form. But if it's not in its original form, if it's not pure Chometz, so then it is not Chometz. Chometz by definition has to be pure. That's the Rambam Shita. So that's why you have to have a second pasuk to tell you that what? Taruvas Chametz is also Balav. Taruvas Chametz is Balav, and Chametz Gomor is what? Is Bekaris. Okay? So that's the Rambam Shita. Only pure Chametz, really, according to the Rambam, is actually defined as Chametz. It wouldn't be, if the Torah would not have said Tomach Metz Lezachelu, you would never be able if you mix Chametz into Shor, into something else, to Davar Hetta, because I have to express. It wouldn't be able at all, because by definition it's not Chametz. Therefore, what do you have to have another pasuk to tell you that Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras by Taruvus, it's what? It's also Asur. That's the Ramshi. The other Rishonim learned differently. The other Rishonim learned no. That Chametz is just like any other Issa. Chometz is just like any other Issa. Now, if Chometz is just like any other Issa, so of course you do not need a pasuk of Kol Machmetz Lezachelo. So why does Rabbi Eliezer require a pasuk of Kol Machmetz Lezachelo? So the answer is, because he had a separate Issa of Taruvas Chometz. And his Issa of Taruvas Chometz would be if you mix Chometz together, even Kizayas, even dispersed in more than Achilas Pras. According to him, would be the Yisra of Taruvas Chametz. Separate Yisra of Taruvas Chametz. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you ate a Kezias, if let's say you had Kezias Bechdei Achilas Pras and you ate it, so you'd be over, you ate not the whole, or even if you ate the whole thing, doesn't matter. You'd be over two Yisurim. You'd be over Yisra Chametz, and you'd be over Yisra Taruvas Chametz. Taruvas Chametz means the Taruvas itself. The moment you eat a Kezias of the Taruvas itself, then you're over what? Taruvas Chametz. But if you continue to eat, you have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, and you start and eat a Kezayis of the Taruvas, so the moment you eat a Kezayis of the Taruvas, what are you over? Taruvas Chametz. If you complete the Achilas Pras, and therefore you have a Kezayis of the Isser, of the, then you're over what?
Karas.
That's the way the other Rishonim learn, and the other Rishonim learn that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. So we paskin like the Chachamim. In other words, the Chachamim never held that Chametz has a separate Isser of Taruvas Chametz. That was only Rabbi Eliezer. He held that Taruvas Chametz is Asur. But the Chachamim held, no. That what? There's only an Isser of Chametz Gomer. So according to these Rishonim, we paskin like the Chachamim, and Chametz is just exactly like Sha'ar Yisur. Okay? Alright, everyone understand it? Rambam. They say that the Rambam really paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. See? Because according to the Rambam, if you have Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, then you're over Kol Machmetz Lezachelo. A lot of difficulties in the Rambam. But they want to say that the Rambam holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that according to the Chachamim, you wouldn't be over Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. But according to the Chachamim, you would not be over Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. That's what they want to say. Whatever the Rambam paskins, how the Rambam learns Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is already going into an area which we don't really know exactly what happens there. It's a little difficult because the Rambam brings down the pasuk Kol Machmetz Lezachelo, which is Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk. Apparently, a separate limud. The Chachamim didn't hold from that. So the question is, what's the machlekes? We'll come at the Chachamim would hold that the Chometz Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is nothing. You know what I mean? Hard to say that, but anyways, the Rambam, what the pasuk of the Rambam is, we know. The way the Rambam finally learns, how he learns Machlokes, a separate question. But what he holds, that's for sure. That Chometz required, by definition, is what? Is the end. Knappen. Not Chomets. You need a separate pasuk for that. Yes. Like this. The Rambam learns that Chomets is only if it is flour and water. That's Chomets. Flour and water. Now, the moment that you mix anything else in, that's not Chomets anymore. Forget it. So why is it also? Why is it also? Separate lav minatera. Separate lav minatera. Of Taruvus Kizayas Bakhtayah to express. You might think if it wasn't for that lav, it would only be if you ate a ban. That's it. Only if you ate a ban. But if you didn't eat a ban, then you'd be potter. Be nothing. Right? So you have to have a separate lav of Komach Mesus. Okay? Alright. Now that's the way the Rambam learns. That's the way the Rambam learns. The other Rishonim learn though. They say that Chomet is equal to Sha'ar Isur. Just like any Isur, if you take his eyes of Chaza and you disperse it, Bechdei Achilas Pras, of another substance of Heter, right? So the law is, if you eat that, let's say it's Chelev, Chelev Yechayev Karas on eating Chelev. The person will take the intestinal fats of an animal, his eyes of that, and will disperse it in Achilas Pras of, let's say, a piece of meat or eggs, whatever. Three or four, right? So then the law is that what? It'll be chayav karas. What? This is the way everybody holds that way, actually. By Shor Yisrael, everybody holds that way. It is by Shor Yisrael, everybody holds that way. It's exactly the same as that. If you take chametz, you disperse it, b'chdei achilas pras, kizayis, b'chdei achilas pras, you'll be over karas. Right? They say chametz is equal to Shor Yisrael. Okay? That's what they say. Right? The Rambam says no, the chametz is not equal to Sha'ar Yisur. Chametz must be only the chametz itself. The moment that you mix something else into it, that's not chametz, it's separate thing. Separate law. Okay? Right. Definition. Chametz is only flour and water. The moment something else is mixed in, that's not definition of chametz. You have to have a separate law. Separate law. Okay? So the other Rishonim also maintain. They say that Kezayis Bechdei was passed by Chomet is equal to Chazer. Now, what are Rabbi Eliezer here? What's Kol Machmetzis? What are Rabbi Eliezer here by Kol Machmetzis? So Rabbi Eliezer added even Kezayis and more than Achilas Pras. New entity, Taruvus Chomet. Taruvus. It means, Taruvus means mixing together. You mixed Chomet together with something else. A mixture. This mixture is Asa. New Isra of a mixture of Chomet. There's real Chomet, and then there's a mixture. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the mixture itself is Asa. The separate Isra of the mixture itself is Asa. But that's what? They don't pass in that way. That's right. They don't pass in that way. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you had, let's say, a Kezias Bechdei Achilas Pras, and you only had a Kezias, you'd be over. You'd be over because Taruvus Chomet, for sure. What? The Gemara they use it for another thing. They use it for even if it's not chimutz or machmas atzmo, even if something else was mechametzik.
Oh, okay.
That's a Gemara. What do you mean? You want to learn Gemara? Yeah, learn it. Okay. Just curious. Just curious. Substances. There's a substance of taruvus, the mixture itself, and then there's the chametz ben. Correct. There's taruvus chametz, and the substance is also even tida kizayis of that substance is also. So certainly kizayis b'chnei achilas pras, you can't eat a kizayis of the mixture. Right? Does everyone understand what the problem? You have to keep in mind there's two things. There's the mixture and then there's the substance itself. Right? Not that hard. The easiest. The Rambam is a little difficult. The Rambam is a problem. Start analyzing. Two separate lavin. That's the Rambam. Shainim would be, the Machlokes or Shainim, practically speaking, would be expressed in the question of if a person had a Kezias Bechdei Achilas Pras and he ate up the whole Achilas Pras, right? Then, according to the other Rishonim, what is he chayev? Karas. According to the Rambam, he wasn't over the Issa Karas of Chomet, but what was he over? He was over Kol Machmetz, a separate lav. That's what Taruvus Chomet is. So we hold like the other Rishonim, right? So therefore, our definition of Taruvus Chomet is, let's just take the other Rishonim easier. Now, there's nothing wrong. Taruvus Chomet means what? Means that it's kizayis dispersed in more than achilas pras. So let's take a look at what the Mishnah says. Hine machaber le'ari king le'inyan halav de bal yirah bal yimatzay. The le'inyan zeh svirle de over halav zeh afilu ein bal kizayis b'chei achilas pras. Because he's learned the machaber is not going like the Rambam, but the machaber speaking in Taruvus Chomet, so it means kizayis dispersed in more then achilas pras. That's taruvas chametz, right? Okay. Even though everybody holds that you can't be chayev, you could never be chayev karas unless you have what? Right. V'yesh disfirule dafilu lav ein bo. And some hold that what? Which case?
Everybody.
What's more than Achilles Pras? That's the Rambam I told you about, right? Because the Rambam holds that Kizayis Bechtei Achilles Pras is a separate lav. Kizayis more than Achilles Pras is Mutter. And even the other Rishonim, who hold the other way, there's some apostle Rabbi Elizabeth. So they still, the Rif Paskins like the Chacham. Right. So even they do not hold that what? Rabbi Eliezer's din of what? Of Taruvas Chametz. Mm-hmm. So therefore, either way, Kazayas and more than Achilles Pras is not allowed. Some hold that there's some possible Rabbi Eliezer. Either way. Mikol Makom, the Inyan Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, over a lot. He's over in regard to Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotze. Kivan shekol chalok of munochem bekli echad harein mitstarfen ze imze. Kivan sheyeshem biyachad kizayis chametz. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Which one says that what? That even though in regard to taruvas chametz means what? Means that it's kizayis dispersed in more than achilas pras. Nevertheless, what's the halacha? That you wouldn't be over in regard to achila. But you would be having regard to Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzei, right?
Yeah.
Now the question is, why? Why would I be having regard to Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzei if I'm not having regard to Achila, not even a lot in regard to Achila, right?
Yeah.
The possibility is that the reason why you aren't over, let's say you have Kezias dispersed more than Achila's press. So we said there's two possible reasons why you're not over. One is because the Maisachil is just impossible. You can never read a Kazayas. Right? Maisachil is impossible. You can never read a Kazayas. Because if you're gonna rush the food down, so then it's not there Achila. If you read it slowly, so you can never read a Kazayas. So you can never read a Kazayas. Oh. But really, in terms of the Chetza, there is a Kazayas in there. There is a Kazayas in the Achilas Pras. The other possibility we mentioned was no. We said that whenever a kezayis is dispersed in more than achilas pras, there is no tziruf. It's halach in the chefta. There is no tziruf between the parts of the kezayis. So therefore, you don't really have a kezayis there, right? So there's two possibilities. One possibility is that really in the ochel you always have kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, right? But just physically impossible you have the yisur. The other possibility is that what? That if the kezayis exists in a way that it could never become nechal, right? It's dispersed in more than achilas pras, then there's no tziruf between the parts of the kezayis. So therefore, that's why you never really have a kezayis. Now I want to know which way is the Mishnah Berurah learning. I'm not going to press the Yitam in the Mishnah Berurah, but I think it's obvious. He says Kli Echad, right? Titkei Hareva. It's Halacha Zayin. So the Siruf, the Kli is the Matar. That's Halacha. So really, you see, the Mishnah Berurah holds the other way. They're actually what? Actually, there is no Siruf, because the chelke hakezayis, since they dispersed the modern achilas pras, are unrelated. There's nothing to relate the parts. So really, there is no kezayis anymore if it's dispersed the modern achilas pras. However, in regard to Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotze, it is related. Why is it related in regard to Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotze? Because it's all in one kli. The kli is mitzaref. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, right? Okay. So now we have to understand. Now we have to understand something. What kind of sense does it make? Why isn't the kli mitzaref by achila? Why? How does it work? If it's not, is it mitzaref? Is it not mitzaref? If you're telling me regard to achilas chametz, really the iser of bal yiro and bal yimotzei, the plain shot in the iser of bal yiro and bal yimotzei is that Bali Ra, Bali Matzah is only on a Chetzer, which is Asabakuva. You know what I mean? There is no separate Bali Ra, Bali Matzah. But if there was never, the Isser Bali Ra, Bali Matzah is really contingent on the Isser of Achilas Chametz. If there was never an Isser of Achilas Chametz in the Torah, there would never be an Isser of Bali Ra, Bali Matzah. It's not a separate Isser, like Chaz is different than Nevela. Chaz, if there was no Isser Chaz in the Torah, you have an Isser Nevela, one thing not do the other. But over here by Bali Ra Bali Matzah would never exist unless it owes its existence to the Isser of Achilas Chametz. Alright? So if that's the case, that being the case, since in regard to Achila we say there is no Tziruf, right? So why do we say with regard to Bali Ra and Bali Matzah that the Kli is the Matzari? Right? Okay. What's the answer? The Isser of, what's the Isser of Bali Rabbi? It's true that the object of the Isser is the same. Bali Rabbi Matzah. The same object as the object of Zahila. But there's a difference. Things like this. The Bali Ra and Bali Matzah is an Isser Rishus. It's an Isser having, the Isser is having the Chetz in your Rishus. Is there anything? Now, the Isser Rishus. If the Isser is an Isser Rishus, it's not an Isser Achila. It's true that it was caused by the Isser Achila, but it's an Isser Rishus. The Isser is to have the Kezias Chametz in your Rishus. You understand what I mean? The nature of the Isser is different. One is an Isser Achila, and one is an Isser Rishus. Now, that's the thing. See? In regard to the Isser Achila, there's no Tziruf. As an Isser Achila, there's no Tziruf, of course, it's dispersed in more than Achila's Pras. So there's no Tziruf. In terms of Achila, there's no Tziruf at all. But in terms of having it in your Rishus, where it is Munach determines the what the Tziruf or not. So if it is Munach in one Kli, you have two Chalkei Kezias, Munach in one Kli, so then what happens? Is a relationship Mitzaref. Because the Isser Bali Ra and Bali Matzah is not an Isser Achila, it's an Isser of having it exist in your property. Yeah. Now, since it's an Isser in terms of its existence, so the existence is measured, if they both exist in one Kli, so then there's Tziruf. You know what I mean? They both exist in one Kli, so then there's Tziruf. Because in terms, existence is not measured in terms of Achila. Existence is a different thing. How does a thing exist? Where is it? Position. That's what exists. It exists over here. Now, if it exists in one Kli, so therefore, if it exists in one Kli, so half a Kezias and half a Kezias. It's not a Chachilas Rachila. You can't say that either. Because if you see, if you take another half a Kezias and put it together, so you have a Kezias of Chametz. You know what I mean? It's not the... If you have a chotzi zayas of chametz, you say that you don't have any chametz here. You don't have any chametz here. You're lacking the shear. See, as the Rambam says by chametz, see, the Rambam says even chotzi shear is not chametz. So let's Rambam says lo yachal. Even kol shear wasn't in the chametz. So by chametz, even less than a kezias is in the chametz. The only thing is that you're not over the iser chorus unless you have a kezias. So it's lacking in shear, right? Now, in order to have the shear, you need what? You need tziruf in order to have the shear, right? Now, if in terms of achila there is no tziruf between the different parts, why? Because it's dispersed. It's measured in terms of achila. But because you have to be able to eat it in a way that you'll be able to be echel a kezias that will be related. You know what I mean? The Isser of Bali Roya and Bali Matzah, it has a different way of measuring it. It's halach, it shouldn't be munach bereshuscha. So therefore, the Isser is in terms of being munach. Now, munach is a different category already. Right? So it's munach in your reshus. Now, if it's munach in a kli, it's munach in one spot, so there's a tziruf then. The tziruf is in terms of hanacha. You see? By the Isser Achila of Chametz, it's true it's the same object, but the Tziruf in the object is not the same. The Mitzaref is not the same. The Mitzaref, in so far as Achila is concerned, has to be Mitzaref in terms of Achila. Can you eat this full Kezias in Achila's Pras? Otherwise, it's unrelated. But the Isser of Bali Ram, Bali Matzah is an Isser of being Munach B'Shuscha. So it's measured in terms of Hanukh, of how it's Munach. Now Munach in one Kui is Mitzur. Did you understand me? The Chafzah must be a Chafzah of Hanukh. But the Tziruf is different terms. Bali Ram, Bali Matzah speaks in different terms in regard to Tziruf. Is it clear? Really, the halal, really chametz, but this first monachilus pras, there is no relationship between the parts of the kezias. But that's insofar as achilus is concerned. However, in Bali Rabba Yamatzeh, the measuring rod is a different one. So therefore, there is a tziruf between the parts, because it's measured in terms of how they're munach, munachim. Because the issue is that it should be munach bershuscha. Okay. Now, I don't think, no, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with this whole Mishnah Berurah. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you're not over Bali Ra and Bali Matzeh on Taruvas Chametz. On Taruvas Chametz. Why? Why does Rabbeinu Tam hold you're not over Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh? If it's more than Kizayas Machtechu with Pras, Rabbeinu Tam holds you're not over. He holds that even that if it's Kizayas, more than Achilles Pras, you're definitely not over Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh. Fisher doesn't bring him down, but that's the way he holds. So Rabbeinu Tam in the first place in Eilat. Because Kol Machmetz is right. Yeah, because Kol Machmetz is, because he holds it more than Kazayas, but then Chilus Pras is a separate rebu of Kol Machmetz. And he holds the rebu of Kol Machmetz is only a rebu for Nisra Achila. But it's not a rebu for insofar as what? Insofar as the Isser Bal Yerah, Bal Yematz is concerned. That's a machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam holds differently. Rambam holds that Kol Machmetz is a rebu insofar as both is concerned. The question is whether Kol Machmetz is really a further extension of the Isser of Achila, of regular chametz, or Kol Machmetz is a new chafter altogether. Rabbeinu Tam holds Kol Machmetz is a new chafter. Okay, that's the machlokes. But well, I want to say one thing, but fine, okay, good. You're right. So Kol Machmetz is not in Bali Rabbi Matzah according to Rabbeinu Tam. But there still is one question. So it's not because of Kol Machmetz, but let it be chayef because of there's a kezias. There's a kezias in the Kliz Mitzarev. You know what I mean? Because of the kezias in the Kliz Mitzarev. So because you're right, Kol Machmetz is not machayev because of the additional chiyuv of Kol Machmetz. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds Kol Machmetz is a separate machayev, separate iser, and therefore that iser is not under Bali Ra Bali Matzah. That's the question. Rambam learns differently. Rambam learns that Kol Machmetz is an extension of the Iser Achila, so they're both under Bali Ra Bali Matzah. But Rabbeinu Tam learns a separate iser altogether. No shaykh comes at all. Okay, so that's fine. But still, let him be chayev because of the kezias that's in the kli. The kli is the mitzaret. You know what I mean? The kli is the mitzaret. So you'll tell me that his tiruf is in terms of Achila, it doesn't make sense. Because really this far is a solid svar. And Rishonim say this far. That if it's in terms of Bali Ra, Bali Matzah, it has nothing to do with the tiruf of Achila. You have to speak in different terms. Matayim, you're not allowed to have it. Bershuscha, you're not allowed to have your Rishus. So you have to deal with it as an entity. So if there's one end, one place, it's Tzara. Makes sense like that. That's hard to disagree with that svar. Why is a man time holding off one thing? Yeah, just like the only one that held that the identity of chametz requires, you must have tzuras chametz, lechem, that's the Rambam. Yeah. Nobody else all the way. There's no one all the way, Rambam. Nobody else. We won't find anybody else. Okay. Which room? They want a machalik. The Rambam is the only one with a machalik. Rambam, the chametz is different. Chametz is only lechem. Only if it's lechem. It has to have tzuras pas. It doesn't have tzuras pas. It's nothing. Once you mix it up, the tzuras pas. Tzuras gone. Okay. Deal with it. The point of Rabbeinu Tam, why isn't the Kli the Mitzarev? Really, this svara is a sound svara. That what? That in terms of Bali Ra Bali Matzah, you have to deal with in terms of the where the chetz is munach, because it has nothing to do with achila. You're only over Bali Ra Bali Matzah on an entity which you're over, which you can't, with an object with which you can be over in Isra Achila. In regard to Tziruf, it's different, but in regard to the entity, the substance must be the same one that you're over in Isra Achila with, right? Now, what does Rabbeinu Tam say over here? That you know, over here, Pata, why? He's stuck in the middle. Is it a Nisra Achila? Is it not a Nisra Achila? He's right. It is and it isn't. In terms of the substance, it is. It is. But the condition that the substance finds itself in, it's not. You see? That's what it is. If one knows the substance in Nisra Achila, well, sure, it's the same substance. It's Chatzis Ayis, but it's the same substance. It's Chametz. Right? The only thing is that in the present condition that it's in, you could not be over an Isser Achila. Because you'd never be able to eat a Kezias. You see? So the other Rishonim say that doesn't matter that it's not in the condition. It doesn't have to be. All you need is the substance with which I could be over an Issa Chometz. You have the substance. So it's dispersed. I can't. So it's dispersed. What does dispersed mean? Dispersed means so I can't violate. There's no way that I can actually violate the Issa Chometz. If I tried to, I couldn't do it. Yeah, that's just an external thing. It's the condition because it's too dispersed. But the substance is there. See? But what Rabbeinu Tam requires is what? Not only that you have the substance that you be able, but that it's the substance should be capable. It should be in a condition in which you could be over the Issa Chometz. And over here, it's not in the condition in which you could be over the Issa Chometz because it's dispersed. See? That's the machlekes. That's machlekes. That's what Rabbeinu Tam held. That you're not over Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, because it's true you have the chometz there, right? But the chometz must be in a condition. It must not only be the same substance of the Yisrachilus chometz, but it must be in the same condition in which you could be ever in Yisrachilah. And now it's not in the condition in which you could be ever in Yisrachilah. So therefore, it's not the same object. It must be the exact same object that's a bar hochi of an Yisrachilah. And this object right now is not a bar hochi of an Yisrachilah. Why isn't it a bar hochi of an Yisrachilah? First, can't. Rashi says, I don't have to have it actually be a bar hachi of an Yisrachilah, as long as it's the same substance. You know what I mean? That's the machlokes Rishonim. To say that as long as you have the substance, whether or not I can violate the Yisrachilah, it doesn't matter. I have the substance there. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you don't have the substance is nothing. You have to have a substance which is a bar hachi of an Yisrachilah. And over here, the substance is not a bar hachi of an Yisrachilah. Why? Because you can't possibly eat the kezias. There's no way. It's too dispersed. So is this the way it is now? Is it a barachi of Nisrachila? No. If it's not a barachi of Nisrachila, then you don't have to be concerned about Bali Rabbali Matzah. Bali Rabbali Matzah is only if it's a barachi of Nisrachila. The question is, in other words, we mentioned to begin with that there is a relationship between Bali Rab and Bali Matzah and between Achila. According to which sheet is the relationship stronger? Sure, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the relationship is an exact one. That's right. If you cannot be over an Yisrachilah due to any reason, it must be the object with which you can be over an Yisrachilah. Then it's not. Then you're not over by Rabbi Matzah. By Rabbi Matzah is only if you actually can be over an Yisrachilah. You can't be over. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam is. Does everybody see? Well, it is the same. He says the only time you have to worry about Bali Rab and Bali Matzah is when? If the object is a bar hoch of Yisrachilah. Mitzarev. There's nothing to be Mitzarev. It's not a bar hoch of Yisrachilah. What do I care about too? If I deal with the substance itself, so then I have to worry about too. If I tell you the substance is also. Then my question is, where's your Kezias? So you'll have to have a mitzarev, right? That's if I deal with what? With the substance itself. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't deal with the substance itself. Rabbeinu Tam has to have more than just the substance. He needs also what? It should be a bar hachi of an Yisrachilah. Not a bar hachi of an Yisrachilah, so then you don't have to worry about Rabbi Matzah. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The other sheet is, oh, you just deal with the same substance with which you have a bar Rabbi Matzah. Then the question is, but there's no tzirif. So tziruf is a different type of tziruf. The tziruf is a tziruf of kleikos. It's a different. The nature of the isser is different than the yisrachim. It's a different type of isser. You see? Okay, is it clear? Different time, because you see it more. Well, you see one side, you see the other side clearly, and you see a bit of time, then you see this side clearly. No, you don't require from the same shot. As they shall have one always. We hold different dress. Yes.
Anything more?
Violated. Yeah, you can't violate Zechilu, you can't violate. More closely related to the Yisrael Chachamim. The only time you have Bali Rabbi Matzah is if I could violate. If I can't violate this, then there's no Bali Rabbi Matzah. Right, now we're going to the other day. Vedafka Mimbish Ein Amino. Dana Bell and the Rice Lake. Ready, Bernie? Actually, we're going to it a little bit. In Mimbamino, I'll ask you guys, what's the difference between Mimbamino and Mimbish Ein Amino? Why is it that Mimbamino is Butler Barov Midarisa? But Mimbashain Amino is where you have Kazayas, Bachdayachilus Pras, it's also Midaraisa. Midaraisa, in other words, it's an Isdaraisa, because everybody agrees that Kazayas, Bachdayachilus Pras, is also Midaraisa. That's only by Mimbashain Amino. By Mimbamino, you can't have Kazayas, Bachdayachilus Pras, it's Butler Baroya. Okay? Alright.
What?
Same exact. Oh, the words? Okay, okay. That's what they mean. Min demeanor means you have the exact same types. Okay?
Like?
For instance. What?
Does this go by the name or by the
type? Don't be a wise guy.
Okay. Name.
Name. We're going to have a name. Come here, but. Okay. I'm speaking about Tom. Tom took us later. Hold on.
Mr. Worthington,
sir. You know, me is the same exact type. Same exact type. Okay? For instance, if you have a kosher chicken and a treif chicken, right? So it's min bimino. They're both chickens, right? All right?
What?
Eino mino would mean if I take, let's say, chaza, a piece of chaza falls into a pot that contains, I'm cooking chalent, right? Okay? Right down to it. And the piece of chaza falls into the chalent. The difference between min bimino and min b'shein amino. If it's min bimino, it's butl b'rov. If one chicken falls into two chickens, it's immediately butl. Some even go so far as to say if a small chicken falls into a big chicken, it'll become butl. We're speaking of pieces of chicken. That's a seven of weight. Okay. But now, you can eat the tray for a piece of meat, and nothing will happen. Case. Of course, you're not allowed to do this. Min bish ain amino, if you have a kezayis, bechtei achilas pras. Let's say, for instance, a treif chicken falls into two other chickens. Now, that's one third. So that's definitely kezayis bechtei achilas pras. But kezayis bechtei achilas pras is 1/6, 1/8. Maybe one third. Definitely kezayis bechtei achilas pras, right? Okay. So that. What did I say? Chicken falls into two pieces of meat. Treif chicken falls into two pieces of meat. Wrong example. So then it's it'll be let's say that's right. I want to use one third. What? An amino. Definitely an amino. Chicken and meat, two different meats, of course.
Hey, what's that?
Okay.
Sure.
The asumidaraisa. So you see there's a difference between min bimino and min bishain amino in regard to bill. What do you think the difference is? In min bimino, see the isser does not retain its identity, remember me now, because it's the same type as the heter, right? Okay. By min b'she'en amino, and min b'she'en amino, the iser retains its identity, but it's a different type. So you require a special process of bittul, which nullifies the iser. Okay? That's a bittle. Okay? Now we come into the question of Tom Kiker. Tom Kiker, the Mishnah Berurah mentions. Now I want you to know that Tom Kiker has to be understood on two levels. Tom Kiker, there's two cases of Tom Kiker. He brings down the case later, the other case later, but you might as well know it now, otherwise you won't see what he's talking about here. Tom Kiker means like this. The basic shot that we're going to use, a lot of possibilities, but the basic shot that we're going to use in the Mishnah Berurah is that Tom, when you have Tom, Tom suspends Bittul. If the Tom of the Isser exists in the Kedera, it suspends the process of Bittul. Okay? That is by Min Bishain Amino. What? Min Bishain Amino. And there is Tom, so what happens, really? Your Isser is extant. Your Isser is intact. 100%. Right? Min Bimino doesn't work. Because on Min Bimino, this process doesn't work. Because by Min Bimino, it's the same. You don't need to nullify the identity. The object, the Isser, doesn't retain its own identity. And as long as the quantity of Het is greater than the quantity of Isser, that's it. But it has to be that way. Right now, that's what it has to be. We're using this as a functional definition. What? If you have, this is the case Mishnah was talking about, where you have min b'shein amino, and you have tam of the issa. Now, since you have tam of the issa, so the tam of the issa suspends the process of bittul, so what happens? So you have, what? So what's the rasa? The Dover Osir is still in existence, right?
Right.
Okay. It wouldn't be that way. However, by Min Bimino, it'll be Butl Barov, right? Okay. It says, that this is only what? Yeah, that's right. This is only... So that's the case. So therefore, the object of Isser will be intact.
Right.
I mean, it ain't about Muraisa, Ruba. So that Avra Mimba Minas no Kemach Shokhtua Hamutsa Shinis Avratach Kemach Shenach Mutsuraisa Bua Babu Mutu Lachlo Mikol Shkain Shem Mutu Lashosa Muraisa. Then certainly it's mutter to keep it. Why is it mutter to keep it then in that case? Because it's bottle. It's bottle. So, yeah, but what about it? What about we were machal before between Bal Yira and Bal Yimatza and between the Isser Achila? We said that, Bal, why do I say that it's bottle over here in terms of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatza? Somebody will ask a question. Like we just said before there's two different ways. Insofar as Bal Yira, Bal Yimatza, Tzimruf takes place. Insofar as Achila, Tzimruf doesn't take place. However, over here we see that if it's bottle in terms of Achila, so then it's bottle in terms of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatza also. Why don't I say no? They're two separate frameworks. Framework of an Isser Achila, which is bottle, but there's a framework of an Isser of Bal Yira, Bal Yimatza, and in that framework it's not bottle. Good cash is not that. Of course, everything is in terms of the Isser Achila. Must be a chetzah of Isser Achila. Any process which takes place in terms of Achila nullifies the object. Definitely not. You don't even have the substance. Before we're speaking, we have the substance. What is it? Before we're speaking, where is it? Before you're speaking, we have the substance. You have the substance. The question is, as far as tirov is concerned, do I have a kizayas a shear? Do I have a shear as far as bali rab bali mat is concerned? Right. But the substance itself is all in terms. It has to be a substance in terms of achila. If in terms of achila, it's not a substance. Forget it. The only time we said there's two frameworks is when you have the substance in terms of achila. But now the nature of the shear of the iser, hayim a shayah of the iser. Then there's a difference between bali rab bali mat and the iser achila. Okay, that's clear. What? In terms of achila, it's nothing. It's not a cheftish of Israchila because it's bottle. It's bottle, so it's not a cheftish of Israchila. You have no substance of an Israchila. The substance always must be in terms of Israchila because what are you ever about Rabbi Matzah? You said it right before. On a substance of an Israchila, if the substance is not here, forget it. It's only in terms of sheer. Then we say that Bali Rabbi Matzah is different in its nature. It's really what we said before. I'm just bringing it out again because it makes it a little clearer. Okay. Tam Kikr is. The second case of Tom Kicker is, the Mishra will come to in a moment, it's where you only have the Tom and you don't have the substance in there at all. All right? Let's say, for instance, the next case is like this. Tom Kicker is a ma'akev and bittle of the substance. That's one thing. So the Tom, once you have the Tom, so now there's no bittle of the substance. If there's no bittle, so then the substance itself is usher. You really have actual chazar, you have the actual chumps, right? Okay. But there's another halacha of Tom Kicker. That the tam itself, let's say for instance, I take a piece of chaser, right? I put it in a pot, and I fry it together with a piece of meat, and the flavor of the chaser is absorbed by the meat. Now I take the piece of chaser away, throw it out, right? But I take the meat as the taste of chaser in it. The question is this usher to eat midaraisa or not? So it's a machlokes rishonim. And we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that you're not allowed to eat the piece of meat because it has tam of chazer in it. Okay? You're not allowed to do it, of course. I mean, you're not allowed to do it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. Even if you put it in there, midaraisa, if you don't have Rabbeinu Tam, midaraisa, the person would be allowed to do that. What? Of course. Midaraisa, it would be mutter. No, midaraisa would be mutter. Yep, even if you put it in, midaraisa, the person would be able to take a piece of bacon, make his eggs with it, and then take the bacon and throw it out. Midaraisa, not according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's my place of Rabbeinu Tam, I'm going to share it. But midaraisa, it's also according to everybody. There are a few definitions of Tam Kicker. I can't go through the definition. But one, just remember one thing. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, what the idea of Tam Kicker is, the basic idea of Tam Kicker is, that Tam is a, is, what? Exactly right. Tam is a substance. That's right. That Tam is to be treated as a substance. And that's why you can't because it's not just the meat itself that's asr. The chazer itself that's asr. But the tam, which is a derivative of it, is to be treated as a substance. And therefore, it's asr. So now that's the second case of tam kicker. And the second case of tam kicker would be if I have, for instance, chametz. Let's say I have chametz and let's say I have a soup. I put chametz in the soup. Put bread in the soup. And I put bread in the soup, and then I take the bread out, but there still is the taste of the yeast in the soup. The bread, the yeast. So then I'm trying to figure out, okay, sourdough. Sourdough gives taste. So you have the taste in there, right? So then according to Rabbeinu Tam, it'll be asur midaraisa to eat that, even though I took out the substance. But the tam is there, it's asur midaraisa. Okay? That's the next case of tam kikah. So in the first case, which we were discussing, we were speaking in regard to what? Where this substance of chametz is there. And the tam serves as a makif in the process of bittul. Right? In the second case, we'll be speaking about where the tam itself is there and the substance is gone. That we'll go into later. So there's two. When you say tam kikah, you have to always ask, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? By the way, it's a very important thing. Any shaila that ever comes up, that's a basic thing. Because according to even those who don't hold tam kikah, like the Ran, he holds that tam is nevertheless ma'akev, the process of bittul. Therefore, if you ever have a shaila with his shaila of tam, you could be very well involved in a deraisa. Because if you have the tam, so then the tam will be ma'akev, the process of bittul. And then the substance, the person will eat, so the substance is still in there. The substance out of there, then it's a question of tam kikim deraisa from the rabbanu, according to the banatam of Rishan. The substance is there, according to many children, it'll be an action of deraisa. What? Yes, anyways. We're passing the deraisa anyways. Yeah. Right. Yeah. An accident. Yeah. But Thomas Mark is good. Okay. Ah! Lachamut Shin Sabbath, the Chemach Shal Enachamut, the Midrash, the Bible Battle, Umutala Achlai, Mikol Shkin Shin Mutala Shayse Midrash. That was said already, right? Achmed Rabban, that's what I'm up to. Achmed Rabban. Got it? Dalek. The Kamakam Osir Lashayse, Dilma Yavai Lechol Mimenu the Pesach. Okay, there's an issue here, why? This is a shemit or a banan. Dilma yavai lacha mimena b'pesach. Mirabana is us. So the iser of bal is an iser of bal yerah midaraisa, and there's an iser of bal yerah midarabana. If it's davar aser b'achilu midaraisa, so there's an iser of bal yerah midaraisa. But if it's a davar aser b'achilu midarabanan, so there's an iser of bal yerah midarabanan. Right? Okay. Iser bal yerah midarabanan. I know. Mindamino really is button with a raisa if you have rove. All you need is rove. Mindamino is button. Right? So if you have kemach, which is a flour which became chametz, and flowers didn't become chametz, so that's mindamino. Same type, right? So if you have most of the flour is that which did not become chametz, so with a raisa you have no chametz here. You have five pounds of flour that's chametz, and you have 5 pounds and 1 ounce of flour which is not chametz. It's all mixed together. So the raisa, that's all not chametz. The raisa can use all that flour for making matzahs. I say it's best to buy all your matzahs before Pesach. Make sure that's why what the Hasidim do, that they make it for the last half hour. I mean, not last half hour. Last half of the day is really not a very good idea. Because then if you have any shaila, if there's any question comes up in regard to chametz, so there won't be any. There won't be bittul because it's lachas mani surah. Okay, lachas mani surah. Yeah. Okay. But before zmani surah, it's all even lachas mani surah will be bittul. Even lachas mani surah will be bittul. You know the difference is the same. Lach is that it's not bittul mid rabbanon on Pesach for mashu. Even a mashu mid rabbanon is not bittul on Pesach. But before Pesach, it's all bottle. So that's why you buy everything before Pesach, so that it all becomes bottle. Bottle b'shishim or bottle b'rei, right? All right, but now speaking of the rice. The rice and mindamina is bottle b'rei, right? So therefore, there's no issa b'ali rabbi matzah if you have mindamina, right? Okay. There's no issa b'ali rabbi matzah if you have mindamina. But nevertheless, midrabbanan, there's a midrabbanan that's asa to eat it. Midrabbanan, you can't take 5 pounds of flour that was mixed in with 5 pounds, 1 ounce of non-chametz flour. Right? And use it. Mirabanan, how much do you need? How much do you need, Mirabanan? Before Pesach, how much do you need? You need 60, 60 to 1. On Pesach, even 60 to 1 wouldn't be good. Even the Mashi wouldn't be good. But before Pesach, 60 to 1 is good. Right? Okay. So if you have less than 60 to 1, so it's also Mirabanan to eat it. Now, just like it's an Isra Achilu Mirabanan, so there's an Isra of Bali Ra Bali Matzah Mirabanan. So that's why you're not allowed to keep it in your house. Right? If they say it's asur b'achilu mirabanan, then they say you're not allowed to keep it also mirabanan. That would be 0 0. But not allowed to keep it as exer is an extension of Bali Rabbi Yamatse, so it's not exer exer. Oh, you're on the right. Exer, and they said that you're not allowed to keep it, a new thing. You're not allowed to keep it. That'll be a new exer. First thing, the first time you're not allowed to, now you say, now I keep it. But here's an extension of the Bali Rabbi Yamatse. Extension of Bali Rabbi Yamatse is not exer exer, it's not a long exer. So the halacha, there's another halacha, the chomet shavu lo pesach is also. When is chomet shavu lo pesach also? Only when. Only when. If you were over, by rabbi matzah. Which is by rabbi matzah? The rice is or bond? Only the rice. It's the only time that you have the yisur of chomet shavu lo pesach. So therefore, on this flour, which you have, which is butler ready, min bimino, it's not shishim, but it's butler mid raisa, so if you kept that over pesach, so even they know how to keep it because it's by rabbi matzah mid rabbanan. But nevertheless, if he did keep it, it wouldn't be usher, it wouldn't be chomet shavu lo pesach. Because chomet shavu lo pesach is only if you're over bal yirah by matzah deraisa. That's chomet shavu lo pesach. Shishim af b'min b'she'ein amino dini hachi. The af b'isur b'isur b'mashehu harei ein erak mit rabbanon. All right, like this. Min b'mashehu is usher on pesach. But when is mashehu usher on pesach? Only when? Only if the mashahu, if the taruvas occurred when? Yeah, but if the taruvas occurred when? On Pesach. If the taruvas occurred before Pesach, then there's no isa mashahu. There's no isa mashahu. What? Because then they deal with batul b'shishim. But the isa mashahu is only when? If it occurs on Pesach. What's the difference between it occurs on Pesach and it occurs before Pesach? What's the difference? There's an isa chometz. Before Pesach, there's no isa chometz. The halacha is that the Issa Chometz is not bottled even Mashu. But before Pesach, there's no Issa Chometz. You know what I mean? What? But there's no Issa Chometz. There's a Chal Hashem Chometz, but there's no Issa Chometz. It's not a Davar Aser. You could have Bittul on something that's not a Davar Aser. For instance, if Chalav falls into Basar, Chalav is an Aser, but it's Bottle. Bittul doesn't apply only to Yisurim. Bittul applies to an entity, to a Chal Hashem, to an entity. So Bittul doesn't only apply to Yisurim. It's from Basar Chalav. So, even though chametz before Pesach is not, there is no isur chametz before Pesach. Still, it's bottle because there's a chal Hashem chametz, chal Hashem chametz. But so the chal Hashem chametz is not asa b'mashehu. What's asa b'mashehu? The chomet which has the characteristics of issa. That only happens when? On Pesach itself. But before Pesach, there's no characteristics of issa the chomet, just the Chal Hashem chomet. Chal Hashem chomet is like anything else. The only chomet chomet of mashehu is only so far as the issa chomet is concerned. That starts when?
Little takes place until Laila. Even though there's an issa chomet from Chatzos on, but the issa chomet from Chatzos on is a different Issa Chometz. And the halacha is only with regard to the Shem Issa Chometz that begins Balayla that it's not the bottle even B'masha. Okay.
Therefore, when you enter into Pesach, what do you have? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's
an eighth. So in that case. So, right. The Niskar, but Pesach Tzarech Oz Levaron. Vim Ovav Labir Malacha Pesach Mutom Bachil, of course. Vim Ein Bo Chometz Be'en. Now it goes to another case. Let's say you have no real chametz. You don't have a substance of chametz. Ella tam chametz, but the only thing you have there is tam chametz. That was the case I gave you yesterday, right?
Yeah.
The chametz fell in, and what you do, you remove the chametz. But still, there's tam chametz. He got in shabishal eitz davar im chametz. He cooked something with chametz v'heiser or chametz. He took out the chametz v'lo nishar bar ala tam lo haya bo shishim levadlo, because there wasn't shishim to be mevadlo. Actually, even if there was shishim, it still wouldn't help, because tam is tam kibur doesn't have the shishim in it. I don't know why. It just says in the general case that if there's shishim, usually there's no tam. But really, it doesn't matter if there's shishim or not. Tam kicker is the raisa, even if there is no shishim. The tam itself is also. After asul ochlo mit a raisa mishim tam kicker, mikamakon leinim bal yeroa mit tadei rachaves yoyer de ena over, even the ein by mamosha shall iser. Okay, all right. So he says like this. Interesting. Now he has a phenomenon like this. What's the phenomenon that he's mentioning? An interesting phenomenon. I have food which really, midiraisa, I'm not allowed to eat on Pesach. If I eat it on Pesach, what is it? Will I be having a raisa? I'll be over the Yisra of Achilas Chametz. Why? Because there is a time of Chametz here. Right? Alright. Can I get Kharis for it? Can I get Kharis? Kier of Kazayas. So I'll be over in Yisra Chatzishir. But there won't be any Kharis on Malkus because there's no Kazayas. So it'll be like an Issa, it's an Issa Achila, but there is no amount, there is no quantity. You can't quantify time. Time you can't put in terms of quantity. So therefore, it's an Issa Achila, but there is no Chiyuv Karas, so there's no Malkus. Okay. That's right. Look for a... right, but the only thing is you have to be careful. There's another thing over there. Question, if you scoop it together, it'll become a Kazayas in trouble. All right. Run by the Mate? No, because you don't have a Shear, right? You won't be able to buy a Ramatri. So that's what he says. The ain't over. Keep him the ain't by Mamasha Shalissa. There's no Mamasha Shalissa, so you can't be ever. And we come up in the Rabbanon, the Vadai Osilish Hoso. The Rabbanon, certainly you can't keep it. The Tzarech Bior, the Nimtza Tech Pesach. And if you have this in the house of Pesach, you have to, what? Get rid of it. Why? Not because of Bali Rabbi Amate, not because of Chamash Abbas, I mean, but because it's an Isser Achila. It's an Isser Achila. Because it's an Isser Achila. And anything which has an Isser Achila, the Rabbanon, you have to desire. The Rabbanon. There's no Shir of Kazayas. But the Rabbanon, anything which is Asr Bachila is Chayav Levayah. Chayav Levayah. Anything which is just Bechel of Kalavai. That's the one by Rabbi Moshe Rabban. By Rabbi Moshe Rabban is anything which is Asim Bachila. It's Machlekes, really. Less than a Kazayat is Chayel of Fire. It's Royal Achila. Less than a Kazayat is Chayel of Fire. So he's asking a good cash. He's saying, oh yes. He's saying that if you say that less than a Kazayat, you're not Chayel of Fire, right? Less than a Kazayat, you're not Chayel of Fire, even though less than a Kazayat is Asim Bachila, Mid Rabbana. Right? Less than Kazayas, less Bechila. I mean, Midaraisa. Chatzir is Midaraisa, we all. So, right? So, and we said that the Rabbanan say that what? That anything that's Asa Bechila, Yechayev Levayar, that's why over here when it's time kick, even though you don't have a Shear, but still what? Still Yechayev Levayar, right? Still Yechayev Levayar. So, what's the difference in two cases? Why am I Chayev Levayar over here, where there's no Shear, and I'm not Chayev Levayar, where there's less than a Kazayas? What's the difference in two cases? In both cases, it's an Isra'ila. You don't have, by Tom Kikri, you do not have a Kazayas of Isra. Right? That's why you're not a Midaraisa, even though it's an Isra'ila Midaraisa. Right? Now, why aren't you a Chayav Levayah? Because you don't have a Kazayas. Yeah, you are Chayav Levayah. So you are Chayav Levayah. You're not over Midaraisa, Bali Rabbi Amatzei, because you don't have a Kazayas. But the Rabbanan Yechayev Levayah. Why? Because there's an Isra Achila here, right? Okay. Now, if that's the case, so you see the Rabbanan wherever there's an Isra Achila, Yechayev Levayah. So he's asking, what about where you have Chatzis Zayas, we hold as you're not Chayev Levayah. It's true, some Paschim are, yeah, but most Paschim say not. So you're not Chayev Levayah. So therefore, if you're not Chayev Levayah, you should be Chayev Levayah, why? Because there's an Isra Achila even the Raisa. If the Rabbanan's Chiyav of Beer, the Rabbanan is anything that is involved in Isra Achila, so even Chatzis is certainly Chatzis Ayas, because Chatzis Ayas is a real Isser Achila Midaraisa. Just like over here by Tom Kicker. Tom Kicker is an Isser Achila Midaraisa. And Yechai Levi, even though there's no Shear. Mirabon, what's the difference in the cases? The matter is that the Chi of Beer can only be Chal on an object in which you could do a Mais Achila, in which you could do an Achila. See? The reason why Chatzis Shear is not Chayev and Bior is because you don't have an object in which Achila could take place. Because Ein Achila, Pachas Mekazayas. See? It's true that's separate from Mais Achila. But Mais Achila wasn't included. Mais Achila is in this derice also. Even though it doesn't have a Din Achila. Because Ein Achila, Pachas Mekazayas. So even though it doesn't have a Din Achila, but even a Mais Achila is also. Right, you're right. But the halacha of Bali Rabbi Amatzei is only on an object in which there's a din achila. There, the Chacham said that there's an issur of Bali Rabbi Amatzei. Now, by Tam Ki'ikr, if you have a kazayas, so you have an object on which there is a din achila, a din achila. You see, because that's less than a kazayas, it can't read din achila because there's no din achila less than a kazayas. What? Even if this tam less than the kazayas, no less than kazayas, even if rocham is an achila. But it has to be an object of achila. It must be an object of achila. If it's not an object of achila, so there's no chiyuv bir. So over here, the reason why I'm not over is you have an object of achila, but you can't. It can never be over because there's no, because tam is a subject to shir. So you can never be over a kazayas because tam is a subject to shir, right? But the object that's asur is an object which is a bar hachiyah of achila. It's an object which is a bar hachiyah of achila. Any object which is asur b'achila and is a bar hachiyah of achila, you have to be mevayim at Rabbanan. But over there by chotzi shir, you don't have an object which is a bar hachiyah of achila. An object which is not a bar hachiyah of achila, there's no chiyuv bir. Bir can't relate to it. But mevayim what? There's no bar hachiyah of achila. There's no object there. Over here you have an object which is a bar hachiyah of achila. Yeah, by Tom. The object itself is a bar hachiyah of achila. You have a substance of achila over there. You can never be over the iser. The ma'isa achila relates to the iser achila. The achila is a ma'isa achila because you have a substance over there. You have a substance in the tal tarubis. It's true that the tarubis is only us because of Tom. You're right. The iser, the iser, is the only because of tam. But still, the object itself that's also b'achila is also is barach b'achila. But by chotzi zayas, you don't have an object that's barach b'achila. You're lacking the quantity. You don't have an object barach. Yeah, itself doesn't have to be excited. It's the dover that's also b'achila has to be excited. Now, when tam is in an object, the whole object. What's also b'achila? When tam is in an object, what's also b'achila? The tam is also b'achila. Tam is the object. The whole object is also b'achila. You understand what I mean? When tam is in an object, it's not the tam that's also b'achila. What are you going to eat? The ochel tam. Do you ever remember eating tam? You can't eat tam. The object which has the tam is also b'achila. But you can never be chayiv on a shir. You can never be chayiv on that. But the object is an iser achila. See, but the nature of the iser achila of the object, the nature of the iser achila of the object is such that you can never be ever chayiv karas. You know what I mean? But the object is macholas asuris. The object here is a machal surah. However, by chotzi shir, the object itself is not a barach yelachila. The object itself is not a barach. There's a difference between the two. It's a subtle difference. I don't know if you see it. There is a tam. It's not the tam that's asur b'achila. What? The object that's asur b'achila. Anything that's, any object that's asur b'achila, yechayav levayah. So I'll ask, is this object asur b'achila? Certainly it's asur b'achila. The whole object is asur b'achila. It's not just the tam is asur. The whole object is asur b'achila. But you can't say that you're over by Rabbi Matzah because there's no substance. There's no substance in which you can speak in terms of kazayas. You know what I mean? But the object is an isra achila. That's what tam is. That's what it works by tam. You see clearly. What? It's mutter. Chatzi is no by Rabbi Matzah. Why? There's no isra achila. An object in which there's no isra achila on it, you can't be chayav bir. What? Do you have a kazayas of chametz here? No. But do you have an isra achilas chametz here? Yes. You understand me? You have an isra achilas. This whole substance is an isra achila. But you still don't have a kazayas of chametz. But an isra achila of a kazayas you have. You have an isra achila of a kazayas, but you don't have a kazayas of chametz. That's the case. That's all. But you don't have to buy it. By Rabbi Matzah can't say because there's no, you can't speak in terms of kazayas by Tom. What? I didn't say you have to get rid of chazir from your house. Why can't have chazir in your house? The reason it's taser is because only the takana on those things which is which people are usually not lo bedilim in a taser talks about that. So let's say, for instance, the guy kept it going to left the Pesach. So there's no, you shouldn't ask for banah. The kivin shlo over al isra shel Torah, the masha hisha also lo kantsu chachamim lo asro lo asro. Okay? So therefore what? So therefore there's no Bayala Matzah. So even though Tom Kikr and it's an Isra Achila, but it's not, you are never anything with a Raisa. You are never anything with a Raisa, so there's no Isra Chomach of Lord Pesach. That's what the Chavis Yar says. And he brings down Anachar. He says, Uba Achila Ef Shesha Kedai LaHachna. Should be Machna. Now, if a person cooked something together with Chomach, right? So it has the Tom of Chometz, that's the case, but the Mamash of Chometz was removed. So you're not allowed, you have to get rid of it in Pesach because it's a Nisra Achila, right? It's a Nisra Achila. So what happens if I leave it after Pesach? So I was never by Rabbi Matzah. So I'm not involved in Chometz Shalom of Pesach, so it should be mutter completely.
Right.
So he says, but still in all, Efshir, maybe it's Kedai to be Machmer in regard to Achila. Alright. Hey, I understand why. What's the difference in Achila? Is Asa and Asa Bano. Asa and Bano. So why should I be making in regard to Hano and be Machmer in regard to Achila? You know, what kind of a story is that? Both of us, there's no difference. What's the Isra Hano in regard to Pesach? What's the difference in regard to the Isra Achila and the Isra Hano and Pesach or not? What's the difference? Achila, Chometz, Asa Bano, and Pesach. That's the rice. Let's get the rice straight. What do you think? The Shachil is coming throughout the Bali Rabbi Matzah. Yeah, the shell of the candle goes to the mouth. All right. Anyways.
Bali Rabbi Matzah. All
right.
I know, of course.
What's the Hano in the Torah? That's inherently an Isra Hano. And then there's an Isra Hano in the Torah that's an extension of the Isra Achila. So, in other words, if it weren't for the Isra Achila, there wouldn't be any Isra Hano. Just like that's the Raman in the Kudnuf Law. Kudnuf Law. Raman in the Kudnuf Law. Even in regard to Bas B'cholav, we have a separate lav. Certainly over here, where there isn't even a separate lav of Hanoah. But the Hanoah is not really the Nene. The Hanoah is not because Hanoah itself is Asr. Like Hegdish is separate as Hanoah. We're not allowed to be Nene from Hegdish. That's what Achila is, separate as Hanoah. Evad Azara. But over here, it's derived from the Isra Achila. Okay. He wanted to say that maybe in regard to Achila, you're in Machmer because the Ikka life course. So I say, okay, in Machmer and Achila, you can make one and all. But in regard to this Rabbanah, what's the difference? Right. I don't understand. Okay. I don't understand. This is Rabbanah of Achila. Okay.
They don't understand why
it
should be Machmer and Achila?
Right. Okay. Chayev the Bio Gam came out there. Some argue and they hold that since it's an Isra Achila Midaraisa, so you even Chayev the Bio also Minatera. Umimela im Ofer Velo Biro Gam Lacha Pesach Osobano. Okay. Kasha is a good Kasha. Kasha is a good Kasha. Kasha is, you don't have a Kazayas Chometz. How could you possibly hold? They say that if you have Tom Kaker, you'll be over by your own, by your Mate. Midaraisa. Midaraisa. It is that you can't be over Midaraisa unless you have a Kazayas, and Tom doesn't lend itself to a Kazayas. Let me get a clear answer. Clear answer. No intuition here. Let's have to work that. The question is, if I say Tom Kaker Midaraisa, so it is true that it's also Bachim Midaraisa, but definitely I don't have a shear of Kezias, because it's not subject to shear, right? So therefore, you can't be, that's why the Chavis Yara says you can't be over Bali Rabbi Matz Midaraisa. That would seem to make sense, right? But there's another sheet that holds, no. The other sheet that holds that that you're still over Midaraisa. Still over Midaraisa. Even though it's only Tom. So the question is, how could I be able to rise if I don't have a shear of chametz here? It's by chassi shear where you don't have the shear. So then there's no chiv of biur because you don't have an entity that's a barach of achila. There's no object of achila here. Less than a kilah, it's not achila, nothing. But over here you have an object which is a barach of achila. The only thing is that the nature of the iser is such. That the quality of the Yisr is such that you can't be Eichel Kezias, you see, but it's because of the nature of the Yisr that you can't be the nature of the Yisr is such that you can't be Eichel. It doesn't lend itself to Shia, but do you have a Shia of an object which is Osir Ba'achila because of Chametz? You do have a Shia of an object that's Mechila that's Chametz. So he goes, Bali Rabbi Matzah applies to any object in which there's an Issa Chametz. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the sub. It doesn't have to be a substance. Any object in which there is innocent.
No, no, the definition
what? It's a bayi rabbi. It doesn't apply to chatzi shir. Why doesn't it apply to chatzi shir? Because it's not a cheftah shel achila. But over here it is a cheftah shel achila. Right? What a way to say. Thing is an iser, but because that's what he holds. He holds a tzitz tam ki ikar. So this object is an iser achila. This object is an iser achila, right? So it's an iser achila chametz. So therefore, if you have an object that's an iser achila, I don't care if the iser achila is by definition can never be on the level of a chiyuv karas, because qualitatively it can never reach karas. That doesn't bother me as long as you have an object which is also achila kosa chametz, right? So therefore, you'll be over. That's what else. Therefore, you'll be over. I'm going to say this differently. There's one reason why it's different. The same mit a raisa you ever. See, I said before, it's good. The same mit a rabbanic understanding. But mit a raisa, the only reason why it's different, I'll tell you why, it's a little difficult. Because why this pshat is difficult? That you should be over. Because when I say tam ki ikar, it's true that I have an isra achila here. But the substance itself is not an isra achila. It's inherently not an isra achila. It's only under these conditions it's an isra achila. Because the tam is there. But the substance itself is not inherently asur b'achila. V'haraya, if you'll add more, you'll be mevatel the tam. So you see, you'll be mutter. So the substance itself is not really asur b'achila. It's just the substance is asur b'achila because of the condition that it's in. Because if you eat this, you'll be also eating the tam, you see? So that's why I can't really understand the second side that holds at the, who is it? Who said that? Where's I? The other Shabbos. The other Shabbos. That's far as we'll be hard to understand. Correct? I'm just showing you what he says. What he says, I'm showing you. But the same Midr Rabbanan, I can understand why Midr Rabbanan can say it. Because Midr Rabbanan, their Rabbanan said anything that's asur b'achila. I don't care if it's inherent or it's not inherent. Yechayev levar. But Midr Raisa, it's only if inherently the substance is asur. But the substance is not asur inherently. That's why that's far as the hard far, the second far. The first far, the Chavos Yar, as far as more. It would seem more make more sense. Okay. So what did he say? Asa banor. Okay, so according to the second day, if you learn that way, so it'll be asa even banor, right? Alright, so it says b'makom hefsed meruba yesh lakol k'dei rishana. So even the Mishnah Berurah really held that the dei rishana is ikar. See, they held dei rishana is ikar. Except he required hefsed meruba. Okay.
What's that mean?
Shakibol tam achamet atzma. That's only in a tavshil that really received the tam of the chametz itself. Avo b'tavshil shen esbashil kodem ha-pesach b'kederah shebishol b'chametz bo b'yom afal pi she'ein tavshil ein b'tavshil shishim k'neged chametz shenifla l'tocham en ha-gederah mutil lahash hoso ad la'achar ha-pesach. Okay, what did he say? Now you have one more case. This case is like this. The case is so far, you had three cases. You have an object which is chametz, which you have tam in the gedera, but the object is there. Then you remove the object, you just have the tam, right? Now you have another case. I have a pot that I cooked chametz in. So the pot absorbed the tam of the chametz, right? And now what do I do? Now I add something. Now I cook something else in there. And what happens? The tam of the chametz that was in the pot goes where? Goes into the next food, right? Now. Ben-yomo. Now there's a difference between ben-yomo and any ben-yomo. If it ain't a ben-yomo, so there's... It's nothing. Ain't it means the pot was used machlokes, but we hold mainly 24 hours. 24 hours. If the pot wasn't used in 24 hours, then you can never be over. And this is the rice, certainly can't be over. And even mit rabbanon, it's mutter if you cooked it already. Yeah. Anytime, let's say for instance you use a pot and you find out that it was a guy's pot, right? So it was tray. Now you can eat the food that you cooked in that pot. Why? Because as long as the pot is a day old, so then the tam we say is pavim. The tam is null, is putrid. So therefore, it doesn't add anything to the tavshil. And you always assume in any kli that it always wasn't used the same day, unless you know otherwise. So that's why if a guy cooks something for you in a pot, al pidin, you're allowed to eat it. What? Well, you assume, unless you know otherwise, you assume he didn't use it for day. Something which is not all al shulchan malachim, and that goes by the Medina, something that they wouldn't serve at a dinner, at a fancy dinner, then you can eat it. Then you can stir it if you catch it before it's finished. Okay? Now, that's the case if it's more than 24 hours. If it's more than 24 hours, you have no problem. But now, what about the case where it's less than 24 hours? So in that case, you have real tam chametz. Real tam chametz, right? And if you don't taste it, you always have to assume that there's always time there. Because you always need 60 times in order to discount the object. And you'll never have in a pot 60 times the contents. Will never be 60 times the pot itself. I would say practically never. And if you cooked in a pot of chametz, right? The pot was chametz thick. And now you cook in that pot, right? So you'll never have enough food in the pot to be 60 times the ratio of 60 to 1 to the pot. Why would you involve the pot? The small litter in it, then you're right. Small litter in a big pot. Now, luck is that you only have to worry, if it's a new pot, for instance, and they only use it first time and they put in a little isser in it, so then you can have 60 times. You only have to worry about the isser you put in there. I'll just tell you a simple understanding of halacha. That this case, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's even mutter to keep it on Pesach. Why is it mutter, even though it has the tam, of chametz, and why is it mutter to keep it on Pesach? Because the halacha is like this.
What?
Before Pesach. The reason is like this. Because there's halacha that no same tam, you see, what is tam really? Tam is a derivative of an issa. Of something. Now, the halacha is the derivative is asa. That's the derivative of asa. But a derivative of a derivative is not asa. Okay? Now, the thing. Paskin any shell is based on this thing. It's a very, very complicated thing.
People wait
to understand it. Okay? Now, the thing is like this. That over here, the chametz really expel tam into the pot, right? Now the pot in turn expelled tam into the next food you put in there, right? That's the case. So this, when the food receives the tam, it was already the second transition. Second transition is nothing. Second transition is mutter. An object of isser, an object which later might be isser, but an object which can be isser, if it transmits tam to another object, A transmits tam to B, and B transmits tam to C. Hold on. So then the halacha is, when C receives it, it's mutter. When C receives it, it's mutter. Because it's the second transition. You see? That's a general, that's a universal.
A to B would be
asa. It's asa because it's the substance. B is asa because the first transition. In the second transition, that's the third recipient, third object involved, so it's mutter. Okay, hold on. However, there is one stipulation. Is this. That object, which is the recipient via the second transition, is only mutter if we're speaking about something which is heter. But if that thing is usser, it doesn't matter how many transitions you have, it'll still be usser. For instance, I'm going to explain it. Take chazer, and you cook it in a pot. Then you cook kosher chicken in the pot. Then you take this kosher chicken and you cook it in another pot. And you cook it down 100 pots down the end line. The last pot will be traded. Even though there's infinite amount of transitions. Why? Because once it's usser, that's it. Once it's usser, no matter how many transitions take place, it still remains usser. But if the object was not yet usser, then the halacha is, after the second transition, it never will be able to become asa. I'll give an example. Let's say basa b'chalav. Let's say, for instance, I take a pot that's a milchik pot, right? And I use the tray for milk, and I use it now. I cook potatoes in it, right? So now what happens to the potatoes? The potatoes are the third object involved. Second transition, right?
They should pick up the time of the milk.
Now I take these potatoes, and I put these potatoes. I use it to stuff meat. Cook it together with meat. Right. Will I have Basar B'Cholov or not? Why?
Because not
by not. Okay? But I'm just telling you again, don't use this heter because it's a very complicated thing. Just this is the basic halacha, but don't use it because questions of official questions, a lot of questions. About it. You understand the case? Definition. What's the important definition? What's the definition here? Why is that so? Why is it that if it's usur, it'll keep on going and going? And if it's not usur, it'll never become usur. The second transition only has value if you're not speaking with something that's usur. But if it's usur already, then the second transition is meaningless. Why is that so? If you have an infinite amount of transitions and the thing is usur, it'll always remain usur. However, if you have two transitions and the thing is usur, it'll never become usur. What's the definition? The difference between chalos ha'isr and between the existence of isr. The difference. See? This halacha that says that if you have two transitions, that it's mutter, it means that after two transitions, there could never be a chalos ha'isr. The isr could never, this object, you could never have something, an isr devolve upon the object. The shema isr could never take place in the object. But once the isur is in existence already, it's not going to be removed by the transition. Transitions do not remove, but transitions prevent isur from being chal, isur from taking effect. Okay? There's a difference in halacha between an isur taking effect. You have to deal differently with the isur when they take effect and insofar as how they exist. It's two different stories. Okay? That's the important thing to remember. So therefore, what he's saying is like this. He says, if before Pesach you cooked something in a chametz stick a pot, this is a practical shaila, this shaila. Because the person could always make a mistake and cook something in a chametz stick a pot. So therefore, he says, definitely you wouldn't be over Bali Rabbi Bali Amatei. Why wouldn't you have Bali Rabbi Amatei? It's nothing. It's not chametz at all. Right? So you're allowed to even keep it in your house on Pesach. The only thing is, eat it you're not allowed to for a different reason. Because there are sheet, as I told you, because there are many complications in regard to not by not, and we're machmer and all of them, and a lot of those things. That's why you're not allowed to eat it. Machmer, so far as Achil is concerned. That I can understand. Achil, I can understand the machmer. By Rabbi Moshe, I'm afraid of machmer. Okay. But that's why. But at any rate, you're not over by Rabbi Moshe. So you're allowed to keep it in your house. Okay. What? Shelo yiyah kovash besocha pesach b'kli chomet. Now you tell me, why does he say this? Now I gave you enough information. Now you tell me, what does he say? Shara tzinyim. V'rak ba'oifin shelo yiyeh kovosh b'socha pesach b'kli chometz. Kovosh means, if I take something and leave it in a pot for 24 hours, it's kovosh. That's just like bishul. If I take, let's say for instance, I have a tray for pot, and I put something kosher in there, and I let it stand it for 24 hours.
Cold.
That's just like a cooking day. It's awesome. Okay? Because 24 hours is considered what?
Wet.
Only wet. Yeah, only wet. So then, right? Oh. So he says, however, if I have a kli chometz, let's say I take a chometz, take a pot, and I put pickles in there, and I put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours, then what's it in? Then he says, what's the halacha? Then the halacha is, yechayev lefar. You must throw it out. The question is the second transition? What's the answer? Pesach is also ready. In Pesach, kovash is in Pesach, and certainly mevushal. In this bashal or nichbash luchatchila, besocha Pesach with chometz, afimo ain't a ben yom atzarch levayah, because I told you chometz in Pesach is an iser. Before Pesach is an object. It's an object that's capable of receiving iser when Pesach arrives. So that's why it works out that way. That if it's on Pesach, so it'll be aser b'achila. Of course, not by not, this process of transitions only works insofar as preventing a chalos iser. But once iser exists, the transitions will never remove the iser. And in Pesach, he's dealing with iser, so therefore, what will happen? It'll be a real iser. It'll be a chal of armor, it'll be a chal of armor. It'll be a chal of armor, rabbanah, certainly. Okay, fellas, that's it.
Will we
pass
at the end of cover?
Yeah.
Bays. Alright. A little bit complicated.
Hello, Bonnie Mutley. Where is my love? I've a comet to make sure. Ain't no over of Mishim Bali Ra or Bali Mate. But by Chomet Nature, you're not over on Bali Ra and Bali Mate. Virak mid Rabbanon Tarach Levare. And you only have to Nevare it mid Rabbanon.
What's wrong?
What's Chomet Nature? Chomet Nature is a problem, what it is. Let's see. Akshen Mikri Dover Shein a Chomet Gomar. Something that's not completely Chomet. Kigon oisin shasayfrim medabkin bay niyoreseim shasayfrim mikemach umayim. That it's not really chometz gomor. They make it out of flour and water, and they use it to glue together their books. Why isn't that chometz gomor? I don't know. Oisish lo nimta bar dayan shum sedek. Rak sheikh sifu ponel. The first stage, there's three stages, in chametz is haschalas chametz and there's gemar chametz. What is haschalas chametz? Alright. This all depends on machlekes Hashanim, but basically we'll assume one way. Haschalas chametz is hichsifu panav. That's the first stage that we see. I'm not talking about halachli. I'm talking about the stages in the process. Okay, there's three stages in the process. Halachli is machlekes Tanayim, what happens. But the three stages are like this. First stage is Yechsifu Ponav. It gets white. Like the Rishonim say, the Gemara says, Kodem She'odem She'aymed Sarasov. The person that gets frightened. So his face gets white. So the first stage is if you allow the dough to just remain still. So it gets like a white covering over it. That's the first stage. The second stage is you have thin hairline cracks. Like the antennas on a grasshopper. Okay? Thin hairline cracks. And the third stage is Nisarvus Dokum Zebazeh, where these hairline cracks intermingle. They cross cut. Okay, those are three stages in chametz. Okay. What can have to do with chametz neksha? You notice the Mishnah Berurah gives two definitions of chametz neksha. One definition is what? That the ain't gomor. Seifrim yuz. It says the chametz of the seifrim yuz is what? Is where it's hechsifu ponel. It only the first stage of chametz.
What
are
the
sites? Right. Or, he says, Eino Roy Lachila. He gives two separate definitions. Raktas, only a little bit of Roy Lachila. Not a lot. And Taruv is talking about a Be'en, which has been mixed in with other things. That's Taruv. Taruv is where you have the substance, where you mix it in with other things. Chametz Neksha is talking about the substance of Chametz itself. It's not mixed in with anything. It's a specific substance. Taruvus chametz is and chametz neksha two different things. Taruvus chametz means where you have the substance 100%, but you mix it in. It's intermixed with other things. Yeah. That's taruvus chametz. It's not a ban anymore. But chametz neksha is speaking about a substance per se, the substance of chametz itself, right? That's neksha. Neksha is where you speak about an object, the object of chametz itself. But there's one difference. There is either, this is what Mishnah Berurah says, either one of two things. Either it's a chsifu ponea, or else it's ain't a roi lachila raktas. Two different definitions he gives. Okay. Let me have a gemar psachim. Which it really is. You can't know unless you see this gemar over here. What? It looks like this. Chesam on the base. Look at this. I'll tell you the minute. You don't have to have a gemar, don't you? I'll read it to you. C-R Yisori. C-R. Say-R. Whatever you read it. It's not to be confused with si'or. Because si'or means... What does si'or mean? Kol si'or, pasuk and pasuk. Shoshim is si'or lo yimatzei bevatechem. So si'or is a different thing than chametz. Really, in the Torah itself, you have two shemais. You have si'or, and you have chametz. Chametz we know. Si'or is what? What is si'or? What? Si'or... is not yeast. Not yeast. That's right. Yeast itself is a bacteria. The yeast that we have is bacteria. It's not really sa'ar. A lot of people make a mistake. They think that sa'ar is yeast. Sa'ar is not yeast. Yeast is a bacteria. The Torah doesn't talk about that. The sa'ar that the Torah talks about is sour dough. In Yiddish, they call it zoyateg. It means, so if you translate Yiddish, you don't make that mistake. You learn Yiddish, zoyateg. No problem, as long as they told us, we know that.
We didn't make that mistake. No.
They take dough and they allow it to sour for days in a crock, like the pioneers used to do. And it becomes very sour and it becomes nifso me'achila sakelot. Can't eat it, absolutely, the food, it's nothing. But the only thing is that it can be used to be mechanic. The definition of sa'or is a mechanic. Now, people make a mistake because they see that we use yeast to be mechanic. We don't use that anymore. Very few people use sourdough cooking. Nowadays, it's very hard for us, that thing. You know, it's not a common thing, but it's hard. It's difficult. Years ago, that's the only type of thing they used. But now, they don't use it anymore because they use the yeast. But it's true that yeast functions, today's yeast functions in the place of the old sourdough. But midaraisa, that doesn't matter. Midaraisa, what is not? I mean, the rabbanon is nothing. But it's nothing. It has to be the substance of sourdough. Now, the sourdough is really used to be mechametz. So the Torah says that sa'or is also, sa'or and chametz are both usher. Sa'or and chametz. If a person eats a kezias of sa'or, so it's chayef karas. And a chayef bior and sa'or, just like a chayef bior on chametz itself. Even though sa'or itself is nifso, interestingly enough, is nifso me'achilu sekelev. Right. So it's nifso me'achilu sekelev, it's out of the category of oichel. As a matter of fact, that's when it becomes sa'or, when it's nifso me'achilu sekelev. If it's not nifso me'achilu sekelev, it's not sa'or. It must be. By definition, it must be nifso me'achilu sekelev. But the Torah says if a person should eat that substance, even though it's nifso me'achilu sekelev, it'll still be chayev. The Torah created a new israchila in a substance which is really not an oichel. That's sa'or. That's sa'or. Right? Sa'or, you know chametz. And you know Taruvus Chametz, right? Now there is one more term that you have to know. Just one more, and then you have it all. This term is... This is... Well, actually, it comes up to two, really. Okay. C-R, and Nekshe. C-R and Nekshe. So really, for Pesach, there's five terms. Okay. Now let's take a look at what is C-R. What is C-R? Same way as C-R, but with a Yud. C-R. Oh, ye sorry. If a person has this substance, which is called C-R, he must burn it. Okay. V'ochlo putter. But if a person eats it, he's not chayev malchus. What goes on? Siduk, ye sorry. If a person has this substance known as siduk, he must burn it. V'ochlo, but if he eats this thing called siduk, chayev karas. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, Ezehu Sior. What really is Sior? So the Mishnah says, Kekarne Chagovin. What is Karne Chagovin? That's the second stage that I told you about, right? Okay. Siduk, what is the term Siduk? Shenis Arvu Sidokin Zebozeh. That they cross cut already. Okay. So according, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the halacha? Siyar is when it was only in the second stage. Then what's the thing? You have to burn it. You have to burn it, which means you can't keep it in your house. Isn't this sort of keep it in your house? But nevertheless, what? No, it doesn't say that. It says Oichle Putter. It doesn't say there's no Israchila. There is an Israchila, but there is no Malkus on it. Okay? Siduk, however, what is Siduk? Siduk is also Yisari. But Oichle Chayev Karas. But a person who eats it is Chayev Karas. Now, Sior is what? Sior is Kaine Chagovim. Siduk is Nisavus Dokin Zebazeh. What is Nisavus Dokin Zebazeh? That's the final stage. Okay? So this is Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's Sior, then the Halacha is you're not over in Achilas Chametz. You have to get rid of it, but you're not over in Achilas Chametz. Right? However, Siduk, of course, you're over, because Siduk is a regular case. That's the final step. You can't go any further than that. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Okay. So why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Sior, Yechaya, that, so Siduk, you understand. Simple. That's regular Chametz. But, Sior, why is it for you to hold that Ochlo is putter? Why is Ochlo putter? I mean, Mamonashach, is it chametz, is it not chametz? So, is it chametz, is it not chametz? If it's chametz, I'm chayef kras, not chametz, but it's mutter. Why is putter, and why I have to get rid of it? What's the answer? It is that it's chametz she'eino gomor. Okay? And chametz she'eino gomor will be usser. Why will it be usser? The process is incomplete. So it'll be a qualitative type of chatzi shiur. All right? There's a quantitative chatzi shiur and there's a qualitative chatzi shiur. Quantitative chatzi shiur means I don't have the shiur of the substance. Right? A qualitative chatzi shiur means you have the amount, the kzayis, kibetz, whatever you have more. Why is it really a chatzi shiur? Because it's a chatzi shiur in the process. See, the shear is lacking in the process. Different type of chatzis shear. But it's usher he holds, it's usher to eat it, but you're not over a lav. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Is that clear? Everybody understands that? Yeah, and it's part of the process begun. It's partially chametz already. What? In between states. Right? Now, it's usher because like it's usher like chatzis shear, but it's a qualitative chatzis shear. Chatzis shear is also usher. All in the chacham say like this. In either case, yechayef karas. Whether it was what? Whether it was karnei chagavim, or whether it was what? Or whether it was intermingled, yechayef karas. No. Chagavim, right? Or whether it's certainly if it's ready nisav uzebazeh, right? Chayef karas. Ve'ezehu si'or. So they ask, if that's the case, what is si'or? Apparently they also had a term si'or. See, everybody had the term si'or. But the machlokes says, what does si'or mean? Ve'ezehu si'or, what is si'or? Kol shehechsifu ponav, ko'odom she'omdu sa'roisa. I'm sorry, I said Gemara, it's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah. That, what is the definition of si'or? If the face got white. And once the face got white, then what? Then it's Sior. So the machlokes on the surface, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Which machlokes is what? When do you have the process? When does the process begin? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't even speak about it until when? Right. Until you have karnei chagavim. But hechsifut ponav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is nothing at all. Nothing. That's what qualitative is lacking. Qualitative is lacking. Good. Nothing. Not even in the sechil. Nothing at all. That's according to interchangeable. So what is the chamos? That really there's a chi of kores. If what? If you have sibuk, because that's really the completion of the process. So where is that intermediary state, according to him? Where is the intermediary state? Yechsifu ponav, the first stage. Yechsifu ponav, that's what we're paskin, by the way. Paskin by the chum. Yechsifu ponav, the first stage is where you have what? The first signs. That's the beginning of the process of chametz. So in that case, they say, that they say Sior is that's where Sior is. And it seems that the halacha was halacha l'mashmir Sinai, that Sior is Yisarev. Sior is Yisarev, right? Sior is Yisarev. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. Mishnah, that's the Mishnah. It says... Yeah. Rafa. Ezeo Sior kol shechsif upon of kadam shem dush sa'raisa. Siduk is kekarnei chagovin. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Who is that in the Mishnah? That's the Chachamim, right? V'chachamim omrim, but there was another. The other chacham in the Brayse is different chacham. Ezeu siyor kekarnei chagovim. Siduk shenis arvus zdokim zebozeh. Zebozeh. V'zebozeh ha'oich lechayev kores. Okay. Now, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara omer of my time at Reb Meir. What's Reb Meir's reasoning? Reb Meir says that once you have siduk, so once you have kekarnei chagovim, what does he say? The what? That yechayev. So he says, ein loch kol sedek v'sedek mo mailo. Shein lo kamas dakam omata. So it may say like this. He says, no. He says, I agree with you that what? Really, Reb Meir agrees with me. The Chacham in the Mishnah, the second day, really agrees with Reb Yehuda. That really you require that the pieces, that they cross cut.